Welcome both. It's nice to see you. I'm glad somebody's on the ball this morning. Thank you for coming by, because I know you're on the way to the south coast after Brighton for a little bit of a catch up with the seaside and some fresh air.
We are.
To get away from Cambridge and hopefully the rain. Hopefully it's going to be a bit nicer, but thank you for coming by here. We managed to catch you. So it was an intriguing little piece that we found on you, which we've actually been running as well in the community desk section on the station. And Freya, may I ask, politely, how old you are, actually?
I'm 15.
And you attend Linton Village College.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea? We'll start the other way around before we talk about your netball and your passion, because your mum clearly has a lot of passion for netball as well.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Peru first, and this charity, Camps International. How did you get involved with that? I guess it was through Linton Village College, which is where you attend.
Yeah, so the school asked us all if we would like to go to Peru to help out in the community. And
As you do.
With the condition that we have to raise all the money ourselves. So we have to raise £4,000 to cover all our costs for out in Peru.
We had somebody actually going to South America before. She came in a couple of weeks ago. That seems to be about par for the course, £4,000. Are you finding it easy? Very general question to find that sort of money.
I wouldn't say easy, no.
Now, to do it, actually, you've come up with a wonderful incentive which caught my eye, and that's why I got in touch with you both. £5 a session. I mean, that sounds very good, actually, for netball coaching. Is that for everybody that you coach? So if you were coaching 20 people, you're going to make, actually, quite a lot of money out of that. Is that how it works?
It's open to anyone, but we send the dates out to all the people in my mum's clubs. To hopefully get some interest from them, but it's open to like anyone that wants to come.
It sounds very exciting as an adventure. We've had a look at the website this morning, and if people want to know what Camps International looks like, it is campsinternational.com. When we say international, is it students and, well, I have to call you still a child at your age because you're 15. So is it children from all over the world that will be joining you there?
No, so we're doing one of the school expeditions, so it would just be people from our school going to Peru, but I expect that there will probably be other schools going to different camps, because there's Camps International does camps from all over the world. So there's stuff in Asia, there's stuff in South America. So we'll probably be going to different ones.
It's quite good, Freya. I suppose if you're going with companions, buddies, friends, schoolmates that
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
rather than being thrown in with a whole lot of other kids who, you know, it's nice that they all come from, say, Scotland or Wales, but yeah. they're actually all from Linton Village College. So how many are going?
I think it's around 20, 30 people, and then with a couple of our teachers as well.
I was going to say, are you going to get some sort of supervision? Will that be done during school holidays next year?
So it'll be just after our GCSEs.
Yeah. Get those out of the way, and
yeah.
then you can relax a little bit. But then you'll be worried, you're probably sitting on the plane thinking, I haven't got the results of those yet. So, it was actually a very similar scenario the other week when we had someone else doing something similar to you, but not with Camps International. And they were thinking, well, I hope to have some internet connection so I can get the results so Mum can send them over to me to see how well I've done or otherwise. When you get out there to Peru, well, first of all, where is it is it actually in the capital, or you're going out into sort of some of the jungle?
So we'll be actually travelling around Peru. So we'll start off in a more rural area, and then we'll be going on a big expedition across like the more like well-known parts of Peru, and we'll be going up like Machu Picchu and all
oh,
that
wow.
sort of stuff.
How high up Machu Picchu?
I think we're actually
jolly
going
long way.
All the way up.
Oh, really?
Like, so, as far as you can go.
So you'd be sort of expeditionary some of the
yeah.
days then. So you'll
yeah.
have backpacks with you and a few guides as well as your teachers.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure your teachers are very good, but just like you, they probably need more than just a compass.
Yeah.
to go, or an app on your phone these days to get you up there. What a fantastic thing. You'll be 16 by then, of course. And how many
yeah.
weeks will you be away doing this?
4 weeks, so a whole month.
So you'll be able to come back and then have summer holidays next year afterwards
yeah.
as well. Is there a community aspect to this as well? So you'll be doing actually some voluntary work while you're there?
Yeah, so we start off like actually living in the community, and we'll be spending loads of time with the locals and getting to know them. And then we'll be our aim is to improve the standard of living there. So we'll be like improving school facilities, building greenhouses, improving sanitation facilities, improving the tourism development, but also like getting to know the people and just spending time with them and seeing how their life is different to ours.
It's costing you £4,000, Freya, each and every one of you that's going, the 20 of you or so that are going along there as well. That'll be paying for the flight, presumably.
Yeah.
Food, drink, accommodation.
Yeah. And also a lot of it goes to the Camps International charity.
To put in more of their work.
Yeah.
Because I suppose if you are going to be building things like greenhouses and infrastructure, yeah, you need money to do that as well.
Yeah.
So if it's laying drains, they need the pipes.
Yeah.
They need the spades and shovels to do it with.
Yeah.
And so some of the money goes towards that.
Yeah.
It sounds really good. We'll have to get and explore now the netball side of things. I suppose it's like mother, like daughter. Angela's here as well. Good morning to you, Angela.
Good morning.
So you run some coaching fairly nearby.
Yeah.
You're based in Bolsham.
Yeah.
But Linton Village College is probably logically your catchment area
that
as well.
Is, yeah.
You've had a passion for netball ever since you were for a girl in school, because those days it definitely was a female sport. You were telling me the other day as well that it still is very much that way. It's not a male domain at all, is it?
It certainly isn't, no. We don't let the men in.
You don't let the, do you know, that's kind of... I like that idea. Yeah, netball, never the twain shall meet. Basketball was along first, and that was developed in the States at the end of the 19th century, around about 1890, something like that. Not very long afterwards, though, netball was developed. It's very much a quintessential English game. Came along in the late 1890s, developed over here. And
yeah,
it was always a ladies'
sport.
They don't,
either.
Do they?
No.
It's basketball over there, and although we play basketball, there's netball over here.
Mm.
7 players each side, from what I remember, from what my wife has told me, from being, and not she wasn't goal attack, she was sort of further back, because that position is very fast, isn't it, in the game?
Can
what,
be.
Want to know about it.
It's my position.
It's Freya, very sleek, and the goal attack position. So in this country, just tell me about netball. It's recognised as an Olympic sport, although it's never actually... Has it been more than a demonstration sport in the Olympics?
I don't believe it has been any more than a demonstration. It should be, but, yeah.
Does it receive funding on a national basis from government or from sports council?
It does now. There's a lot more funding going into it, and there's a lot more of a drive to... encourage netball at grassroots level. It's also shown on the television a lot more now, so everybody's got much more access to it.
That's true. It's a bit like ice curling that nobody really took much notice of until that got into the Winter Olympics, and then of course we did really well and everybody was glued to it, and we got right through to the finals. It's a pity netball doesn't get through to become just more than an exhibition game in the Olympics, really. I suppose everything has to compete, though, at every level to get there. But in this country, I mean, do you know how many netball players there are sort of playing the game nationally?
No idea.
It's still a sort of default game that's picked up by children at school, though.
Yeah.
I remember when I was at junior school, it was the girls would go off and play netball and we'd be doing cricket and rugby. And although that's all kind of morphed together, it's I suppose it's quite nice that netball is still very much the female prerogative and the female game.
At primary school level, they run it as high fives, which is means five players on the court, and that can be mixed. So we have to include the boys...
Until a certain age.
...in primary school.
Year 7.
Yeah.
Year 7. It's a bit like girls playing football. They can play with the boys, but then a certain age, they have to go their separate ways, which is a real shame.
Yeah.
But I guess it's because boys become more rough and tumble and more physical, and the girls get, sadly, knocked about a bit. Some of them can really stand up for their own, but the decision is made that the girls often form their own sides, and boys form other sides as well. Is netball a player's game outside, or... We always think it's basketball, definitely inside the gym, and outside you probably can graze your knees because you play on a sort of asphalt tarmac surface. Weather like this, what we've got today looking out the window, still very wet. Can you play the game indoors?
You can play indoors or outdoors. Super League is played indoors. A lot of grassroots level is played outdoors because there's more facilities available. But yeah, wherever.
And is coaching a full-time sort of vocation for you now then, Angela?
It's what I do all of the time.
Wow. And I mean, you, obviously we know that you as well go to... It's quite strange having mum playing on coaching at Linton Village College with all the rest of the girls and say, that's my mum doing that.
Yeah.
You probably get away with things, Freya.
I wouldn't say that.
Girls always see. And where else do you sort of use as your catchment?
I actually coach for Camborne for their under-12s team. But mostly I'm coaching over at Linton.
Very good. And it's, I can imagine, full-time role. What about the winter months? So it's just indoors. So if it's a bit icy outside, you go in?
If it's icy outside, yes, we'd go indoors. If it's fine, we'll stay outside.
Has the game developed over the years? Have strategies changed? Has the game got faster, more pacey, would you say, than when you started, Angela? I wouldn't like to say how many years ago that was.
A number of years ago, yes. Yeah, it's definitely changed. There's always rule changes. Little tweaks rather than massive changes. Definitely got faster. I can no longer keep up, although I try occasionally.
Did you ever play it professionally?
No. Would have loved to, but no, didn't.
You picked up an injury a few years ago, which probably precluded you doing any...
I did. Just knee injuries, common for... But it sports people.
It put you out, as it was. So you take them at beginner level, so... So, you know, somebody has never really picked up a netball before.
Grassroots, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of training, lots of practice. You know, stand at the goal. I don't even know the terminology, but obviously you've got the net on the post. How high is that? Is this...
10 foot.
Still use old measurements of 10 feet.
For year 7 and above, it's 10 foot. But for the high fives, it's a little bit lower.
Yeah.
So high fives for the juniors, for the starters in the game. So what's the difference? Obviously 5 on the side rather than 7.
Yeah, the high fives don't have the wings, so that then means that the goal shooter and goalkeeper actually have a larger area that they can play in.
When you say wings, they're a bit like wingers in rugby, so you've got a winger on the left flank and one on the right flank?
Yeah.
So sort of feed the ball round, is that the idea?
Yeah, that they just help centre court area, so they don't have that in high fives. And also that strict rotation so that every player gets to play in different
positions. Yeah, of the five. So what sort of time periods? So for those that are, shall we say, the full-blown netball, they're 7 sides. How many? So it's a game of two halves, as they always say about football. How many minutes a side?
Well, it's a game of four quarters.
So this is a game of two halves. See, what do I know? This is why I have you here. Let's guess.
Four quarters are 15 minutes. Okay.
So an hour of netball?
Yeah.
With breaks in between. How long is the break? I'm learning here.
It's 3 minutes between the first and second and between the third and fourth. But between the second and third, I think it's 5 minutes, is it? Or is it a bit longer?
No, it's not any longer.
And you have one referee, is that right?
We have two umpires.
One on each side. Do they wear the stripy, vertical striped, like they do in basketball? No. we were saying this is very much a game for the girls and for the ladies. Can you have male umpires? Does that work out?
Yes. The international and Super League level, there are male umpires. Quite often.
And you can get proficient to different levels of coaching, I know. So you can have a level 5 or a level... You're up to level 2, Angela, as well.
Yeah, the netball coaching goes to level 3.
Yeah, from level 1.
So yeah, 1, 2 and 3. So I'm at 2 and that's where I shall stay now.
And do you umpire as well when you're not coaching?
Very badly.
But no, come on. Be good to yourself. You can actually do that because you're qualified
to
do that.
You have to. I'm not actually qualified, but I do it, yeah.
I'm qualified.
Ah, Freya gets that one in. Yes. Well done, Freya. How's the coaching been going this summer anyway?
It's been good. Yeah, just the weather's been a bit...
She's looking outside as she says that. So you've got £4,000 target. How far are you towards getting to launch Camps International?
I think I'm 1,200.
Yep.
I wonder if friends and family might be kind to you, actually, to get you there. It's lovely meeting you both. Time soon goes by. I've obviously now learned that we've got four quarters and not two halves in netball. So I've been put right this morning. Have a great rest of the summer. Enjoy yourself down at Brighton. Coming back to do a bit more coaching this summer, Fred, as it goes along. Yeah, as it happens. Mum, you're off to Linton Village College as well, doing a bit more Camborne as the weeks and months go by. And, well, good luck with the exams for next year.
Thank you.
Relax, enjoy those. And get yourself ready to have a thrill of a lifetime. I'm sure you'll remember it all of your days. Yeah. Going along to Peru.
Can Freya just mention her Just Giving page?
And also, Mum, you should mention your website while you're here as well. So who's first? Freya, off you go.
So I set up a Just Giving page for my fundraising, which is www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Freya-Bridgman. And Freya is spelled F-R-A-Y-R.
F-R-A-Y-R, yep. There's another way of spelling Freya, so we don't need to get that wrong. So that's very good. Crowdfunding.
Yeah.
Great initiative. And the way things are done these days for people. Angela, as well, not to be outdone, you've got a website.
Yeah, I have, but I'd like to actually promote Linton Netball. And we have juniors and seniors at Linton Netball. And they are lintonnetball@gmail.com if anybody wants to get hold of them. We always welcome new players.
So anybody listening in the area, especially around Linton or the catchment area around Linton Village College, sort of to the east of our region, southeast of our region even, and, well, got some... Have you got yourself some coaching going on in the summer holidays like Freya has?
I coach on a Monday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go and have a look, people, at the AB... Coaching netball website. Just put in your search engine as I did, AB for Angela Bridgman, netball coaching. Should get you there.
.co.uk.
Yeah, indeed. That will land you in the right spot. Thank you both very much for coming in and seeing us this morning in the rather wet weather and making the journey in from Bolsham. Have a good onward journey to Brighton.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.